Well, Adrian Peltz is a South African now living in Northern Ireland. Morning to you, Adrian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your thoughts? What are your first memories of Nelson Mandela?
Well, Stephen, first of all, I think myself, like the rest of the nation of South Africa, I'm quite heartbroken. And it's a very surreal experience because it actually honestly feels as though we've lost somebody that we knew personally, because Nelson Mandela was, he was probably the biggest figure that I will certainly ever know in my life. And he was more than just a politician. He was an inspirational man, and he changed many people's lives in South Africa across the community. And I grew up during the sanctions, and I was obviously a child during the apartheid era, during the worst parts of the apartheid era. And there was much fear in the white communities about the impact that Nelson Mandela's release was going to have, on the safety of South Africa. And I remember the day that he was released from prison, and my mother sat me down. My mum was, of course, she was very liberal, and she was part of the struggle to free Nelson Mandela in South Africa. And she sat me down in front of the TV, and she told me that I had to watch this because I was witnessing history. And of course, I was a child, and I didn't quite understand. But I vividly remember the moment that he walked to freedom, and the words in his very first moment of coming out 27 years in prison, he was able to instantly talk about forgiveness and talk about how, the white community and the black community needed to come together to forge a new path for South Africa. And I think within 30 seconds, he was able to convince so many people who had sat in fear and worrying about a civil war breaking out in South Africa. And when you consider the amount of...
He said on his freedom, actually it was in his autobiography, he said, "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others."
That is exactly it. And Nelson Mandela knew that it was a struggle for black and equal rights for black people, but it became about far more than that. And he knew that in order to set South Africa free, and indeed to set many countries across the world free, you cannot just think of yourself, and you cannot think about your own needs and your own rights. You need to think about your brothers and your sisters, and recognize that the weakest person in society needs to be the person that you're fighting for, because one weak community and one person who is, has obstacles in their way is a reflection of your society as a whole. And Nelson Mandela, for myself, I remember being at school and suddenly overnight having desegregation and suddenly being in a classroom with mixed races. And that was a challenging time. And for many teachers, they would have been petrified. They wouldn't have known what the impact was going to be. And I remember listening to so many conversations that adults were having around me as a young child, where they were so fearful of what it would be like for their children to go to school with people from different races. And for us kids, of course, we didn't know any better. We had been indoctrinated in many ways, and there was lots of propaganda about, people from the other side of the community.
Well, he talked often, obviously, about racism, Adrian, didn't he? And he said...
Absolutely.
Here's one of the things he said. He said, people must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite.
Absolutely. And it really is, moments like that where he was speaking true wisdom and from the heart, that he was able to win over the people, the naysayers, and win over, arch rivals. And for me, it was the education. And he's so, poignantly said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. And that will really be, I think, his legacy that he leaves. Of course, the peace that he brought to South Africa was only achievable through education and through educating people who were on the opposite side of the community. And, there are many people who in South Africa who would probably still say that they can't get over parts of, what the ANC did during those dark years of apartheid. And, I would probably disagree with a lot of those people. But then again, I was just a child during those years. And for me, Nelson Mandela is all about post-1994, when a lot of people are saying, he was the first black president of South Africa. But I think what people need to remember, he wasn't just the first black president, he was the first democratically elected president, because okay. millions of people were never allowed to vote, and that is just so powerful.
Adrian, thank you very much indeed.